Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramid and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Rise with the sun. Let's cut this intro short so we can jump right into the message today. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, July the 14th. Friday, July the 14th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about, do an intro, go through the syllabus of the new series that I'm going to start on July the 17th. So on Monday, July the 17th, we start the new series. Again, this is a very, very, very powerful series because it kind of piggybacks off of the existing series that's talking about blood. So we're wrapping up the Blood Covenant series either tomorrow night, depending on how things go. And we want to jump right into the new series that deals with the Carbon 7. So the title of the new series really is From Carbon 12 to Carbon 7. So in this series, we're talking about the Carbon 7 to Carbon 12 super being and what that means to you and to I. I apologize about that. That was the intro song just wrapping up. So my brothers and my sisters, this is very, very important to your under, over, and understanding. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because, again, it is so, so important, because we need to make sure that you understand the importance of these messages, because I have a lot to cover today, so that way you understand what we're going to be expressing, exposing, expanding during the next series. Because this series is actually not only talking about the existing reality, but it's also talking about the twain that shall become one, the two that are far off, the two seeds. And once we understand what that means, now we know that the scripture talks about one new man. So this series is about the new man. This series is about what we are evolving to. And it's very important so that way you can understand the symptoms or identify the attributes of your evolution. See, most people, when things start happening to them, like the ringing in the ear, the medical term, or blurred vision, or headaches, or feeling lethargic, or feeling a little off balance. All of these are signs and symptoms of the fact that your body is going through this transformation, because your heart is in a place where the phase conjugation can take place. So it all boils down to you and understanding these particular symptoms and what they mean to you and how they affect you. And so when these symptoms are happening to you, you may actually run to a medical doctor to try to get some medication to stop the symptoms, or to stop, because again, the doctors, they don't treat problems. They just kind of make you comfortable to deal with symptoms. But there are certain symptoms that you want. These are the symptoms of the transformation from going from a carbon 12 being to a carbon 6 being. Now, there is a certain graphite. When we talk about carbon, carbon is the basic building block of all life forms. In order for life in any form on this 3D reality to exist, it must be in a carbon dirt suit. It is illegal to be on this planet or on this planet without a carbon dirt suit. Now, there are entities, there are sprites, there are genies, there are jinns, there are mojos. There are a lot of entities that are on this planet illegally. But to legally be on this planet, according to the Helios Biblos, you need a dirt suit. And without this dirt suit, this carbon suit, you are illegal. It is not legal for you to be on the planet. You are violating universal spiritual law. So it is this basic building block of life that help us to go from, again, being controlled by a single location to have what is called superpositioning. Now, the superpositioning is a spiritual phenomenon more so than a physical one. So one of the things that we will be discussing in this Carbon 7 Super Being series is superpositioning. Now, that is a term that talks about how your current mental processes work. Most people can only think binary, or there's a few people that can think linear. And then there are a very, very rare people that can think quantum or think super positioning, the ability to think on multiple dimensions at the same time. This is the product of the result of a carbon 7 versus a carbon 12 being. Now, carbon 7 versus carbon 12, what the Ruach and the Pneuma is doing, and I talked about this a little when I did the series, or not the series, when I did the show entitled Black People Are Not Melanite Beings, Black People Are Carbonite Beings, and I introduced carbon 7 super beings. So I did that show, I guess about a month ago, maybe not even that long, but I did the show explaining the difference between melanin and carbon 12 and carbon 7. So we will be discussing that show as well, or some elements that I talked about in that show. Specifically, we're going to be breaking down James chapter 3, verse 17. Because in James chapter 3, verse 17, it talks about this particular super melanite, carbonite, spiritualite being. So the goal for all of us is to go, again, from being carbon being to being a fire being to being a light being. That is the goal. And we talk about, the scripture talks about this and some of the attributes of it in James 3:17 that says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, and is easy to be entreated. We're going to break down that term or that word entreated when we get into the carbon 12 to carbon 7 super being series. Now, again, like all the series, there is an early registration discount of $24, $25. Cost of the series is $100 or $99. $99. If you register before, again, the 16th, which is the next couple of days, the series starts on the 17th. After that, the cost of the series is $199. Just simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, and make a donation for $99 for the series. If you do that today, you can knock off an additional $25, $24. That'll drop the series down for you. Again, from the $99, then it drops it down to you to $74, $75 to take part in the series. Again, everybody that's part of the Claronomics, if you are paid, currently paying member, then that drops it down a little bit further for you, so you're able to take advantage of the series at $49. So we got three price points, again, $49, $74, and $99. After the 17th, everybody just pays $199. Any questions, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, that email address is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because we need to break down how you are going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and how at the twinkling of an eye, at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ is going to be arisen. And we're going to talk about this and break this down so that way everybody understands the biblical significance of James chapter 3. And we're going to break it down so that way you can know what is happening to you. So James 3:17 talks about this photon transformation. So you're going to go from being, again, from a photon to a neurophoton to a, again, to more of a fire-based proton to more of a light-based proton, where you become one with the Father. Now, again, this is a process that is already undergoing. It's already taking place. It started going, or it started changing with the planetary rearrangement when the sun started releasing neutrinos to override or replace the six neutrinos with one. And now all of this is scientifically and biblically proven. So James 3 talks about the attributes of the transformation: pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So these are the fruits that show me that that the carbon 7 super being process is taking place in your life, because these attributes will be evident in your life. See, the human body is composed up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. But there are many different types of carbon. And certain types of carbon do certain things. And it is the combination of this carbon that make up different systems. So each system, which is a dimension, which is a pattern, and is found inside of the blood. And so by the changing or the renewing of the mind, it changes and renews the blood. And you get regenerated or regenerated. So we're going to break down this process in this series and give you the specific details by going through what I like to do, which is didactic discourse, step by step, breaking it down for you. So that way you can understand how everything in this universe, all of your organs, all of your tissues, your bones, everything in your body is composed up of different types of cells that are composed up of different types of carbon. So the cells are made up of a carbon-based molecules. These molecules are composed up of atoms. So if you break down the carbon, you break down the atom. And when you break down the atom to its smallest unit, you're going to find what it says in James chapter 3, verse 17, phos, what we call a photon. Now, a photon is a package of light. This is the basic unit of light beings. So inside of you, trapped inside of carbon, trapped inside of fire, trapped inside of dirt, is a light. The Bible says that we have this light. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. So this treasure that is inside of you is what we are going to be discussing in this series with the Carbon 7 and the next series, where we break down, again, the plasma light beings, and we talk more specifically about what your final destination is. But there is this process that takes place that you have to go through. It is an evolutionary process. That's why creation and evolution, I don't know why people are debating and arguing, because we are both. We are first created, then we evolute or we evolve. So there is no debate between creation and evolution. Just like there is no debate between the flat earth and the globe. The earth is both. The earth is flat, and it has a dome or a ark for the archangels and the archons and the archage. Everything is an ark because the word ark means original, and the word earth means Gaia, a mother. So it means original mother. And so the people are debating over the same shiznit, and it's been going on for years, and it will be continued to go on because there isn't, quote unquote, a lie or a truth. They're just different perspectives or different descriptions of a limited perspective of the same shiznit. So if I place an elephant in a room and I blindfold everybody and I put somebody on the elephant's tail, I put somebody in on the elephant's belly or stomach area or midsection, and I put somebody in the elephant's trunk, and I ask all three people to explain to me what you feel. And the person that's on the trunk playing a long trout with two holes and it wiggles and it moves, that is what they're going to explain. The person in the middle is they're going to explain a kind of a rough surface that's big and round. Totally different from the person that's in the front, but because of their limited perspective, they're blind. The Bible says that is the blind leading the blind. We suffer from a lack of knowledge. So we got Christians who think they right. We got Buddhists who think they right. We got Mormons who think they right. We got Jehovah's Witnesses who think they're right. We got Satanists who think they're right. We got all of these damn religions of everybody explaining the same damn thing, but just from a freaking blind perspective. If you open your eyes and you do what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, which is the word truth, which means aletheia, which means perspective, which means vision. When I prayed that prayer on January the 1st of 2009, that's when I no longer was a Christian. Because I realized that I was explaining God from a Cretan's perspective. And if you are a giraffe and if you are a turtle and you are going through the jungle and I ask the turtle, please explain to me what you see. And I ask the giraffe, please explain to me what you see. The giraffe's view is different from the turtle's view, even though they are looking at the same thing. And then if I add in a bald eagle and I ask the eagle, tell me his view, and I compare the eagle's view with the giraffe's view and the giraffe's view with the turtle's view, and I tell the turtle, no, you're wrong. No, the turtle is not wrong. Christians are not wrong. Buddhists are not wrong. Hare Krishnas are not wrong. Islam is not wrong. There is no wrong. It's just different perspectives of the same freaking thing. And one day, I don't know when it's going to happen, but one day somebody going to get hit over the head with that same spiritual 2x4 that I got hit over the head on January the 1st of 2009, and we can stop this freaking high school limited debate over non-issues. People are arguing, is the globe, is the earth round, or is it? The Bible says it has a canopy. And if you overstand, the canopy is like a tent. And so it is. It is flat and it's round. I mean, it's crazy. People are arguing, oh, it's good and it's bad. It is good and it's bad. There's good and bad. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum swings to the right. Nobody is good and nobody is bad. They're both. The devil always presents you with option A and option B. And everybody chooses. I walk away. I get up and I walk away from the table because the option that I choose is never presented. I never teach what everybody else teaches because I know it's just a limited perspective because they don't have consciousness. They don't have a aletheia. They don't have a love of the truth. They got a love of tradition. You love your tradition more than you love God. That's why God put that in the Bible. So when you stand before him, he's going to tell you, just like he told everybody else who came before him. They said, Father, I cast out devils in your name. I heal the sick in your name. I raise the dead in your name. He says, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, because I never knew you. Because everybody is talking about sin, and nobody is talking about iniquity. Because iniquity is living your life with blinders on. You ain't even considerate. You mean to tell me you serve the greatest God in the universe and you scared to talk to an atheist? Because they may persuade you? Are you serious? Man, I talk to anybody. I don't give a damn where they at. I don't care what their freaking beliefs is. I got the biggest gun in the camp. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Please, I want all comers. Call me, man. Email me. You think you got some shizness that's better than what I got? Man, don't call me because I ain't going to answer. Email me. I'm not going to debate you. I don't debate. I educate. I lead the debate for the Reverend Dr. Bishops. I don't freaking debate. I educate. The reason you can educate, when you walk and when you become one with the Pleroma, you go up and you see everything from God's perspective. And then you can see the entire elephant. You're not at the front of the elephant. You're not in the middle of the elephant. You're not at the back of the elephant. A carbon 7 super being has his crown chakra activated. He can see the whole elephant. He has a spiritual perspective, not a worldly one. The only reason that crime, poverty, all of this bullshitness go on is because we got people with limited perspective. Got white people think that black people is the devil. And we got black people think that white people is the devil. And we got all of this freaking kindergarten stuff going on. Poor people robbing and stealing. What you robbing and stealing for, that's enough to go around for everybody. But because everybody's blind, everybody got this limited perspective, we all are in our blood. Hey, man, you my blood, brother. You my blood. You're not my blood, so I'm going to stick a knife in your back. Man, that's just so freaking blind. And it is a travesty because we live in a world where the blind lead in the blind. And until you become enlightened, until you get a perspective, you are not able to over and understand ascension, which some people call ascension, which is the carrying or the amplification of thought. It is the amplification of thought or thought. Because you got a limited thought. You got to amplify that thought. And the only way that you amplify that thought is through the Ruach and the Numa. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. It blows my cookies, man. It blows. I know. Man, I know. Well-meaning. I was well-meaning too. It just hurts my brain. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Man, you couldn't tell me nothing when I was a good Christian. I wouldn't listen to nobody. It's sad because the people that got all the truth, they don't got no money. They're sick. Their wisdom is very limited, and their relationships is whack. You know, I would just look at the fruit. I love talking to people who say that they have enlightenment. And I watch the way the husband talked to the wife, or the wife talked to the husband. Like freaking trash. Not all the time, but piss them off. Because then they go back to their blood instinct. And then the O positive people piss off somebody with O positive blood. Man, them suckers will curse you out in five languages. Mess with somebody with A positive blood like me. I'm a perfectionist. I think my dookie don't stink. So if you don't live up to my standards, then you're a peasant in my world. So I walk past you. Now, remember, I'm from A positive. That means dead church. So therefore, if you ain't on my level, you're a dead man. It's like you don't exist. Like, piss me off. I just call my kids. They'll tell you. You talk about cold shoulder? Nah, but this is Arctic over here. Because that's my instinct. But yet I'm supposed to be an enlightened being. Oh, yeah, I'm enlightening. Just tell somebody to step on my big toe. Say some shizness I don't like. That's why I got to evolve to be a carbon 7 being. Because then Yahushua, you'd be like him. He say, somebody asks you for your shirt, you give them your shirt and your jacket. Somebody slap you on your left cheek, turn to them the right cheek. That's a carbon 7 super being. That don't exist on this planet. I don't know nobody. I'm trying to be the first one. I don't know. You know anybody like that? I don't know no Reverend Dr. Bishop. I don't know nobody. That, you know, take us over to maybe we can go to somewhere in the monks in Tibet somewhere, because them suckers are wrapped up in the sheet living in the monastery. Put them suckers in downtown New York where they walk out in front of traffic and almost get ran over, or somebody spit on them, or somebody run past them and snatch their sheet off of them. Put them in an environment. So you mean to tell me you're going to hang out with a bunch of monks in a monastery and, oh, yeah, you can do great stuff? Oh, yeah, that's like going to church on Sunday and you're around all Christians and you can be holy. Hello, I can fake it for an hour, too. I can go to church and be the best creed on the planet. I just got to fake the funk for 1 hour. After that, church is over and I go back to cursing people out, you know, throwing trash out the window, talking, you know, treating my wife like dirt, treat my kids like they freaking strangers on the street. But we are Christians, but we are Buddhists, but we are Islam. We're strapping a bomb on our chest. We're running in the buildings and blowing them up, but we love everybody. Allah rock bomb. Really? What? I mean, what are we thinking? Obviously, we're not. Now, I say we because, remember, I was licensed. Like most people I talked to, they wasn't in behind the pulpit. See, God is, he got a place in hell reserved for Reverend Dr. Bishops, because we should know better. Because in our soul, in our spirit, we know that shizness is not true. In my spirit, I knew that wasn't right. There's no way, man, that that you can cut somebody off just because they don't say the same name you do. Something's not right. So you have to go deeper. You have to reinvestigate, but we don't, because we're not a carbon 7 super being. And the thing that doesn't allow it, that is that we don't have binoculars, not bilocal. That's what carbon 7 means. It gives you the ability, again, carbon 7 amplifies iron and carbon. I mean, iron and copper. Ooh, man, let me say that again. I'm getting excited now. I was trying to stay cool. But, uh-oh, I might do a little yelling. I apologize in advance. Nope. Remember, I'm unapologetically me now. I'm not a nice guy anymore. But I'm telling the truth. I'm dropping it like it's hot. So if I step on any toes, assalamu alaikum. Carbon 7, brother. When you go from being a carbon 12 to a carbon 7 super being, what I'm going to drop in your lap is that it's an iron and a copper base. So whether you're a hemoglobin or hemocyanin, whether you got positive blood or negative blood, it don't matter, because it amplifies both. It attaches to the hemoglobin in the blood. It attaches to the hemocyanin in the blood. And it amplifies the blood. It turns you basically, now, I don't know anything about apertures. I wish I was an electrical engineer, because the more I'm researching and the more I'm learning, it says all of this shizness is based upon electrical laws. So I always wondered why most of the people that was very, very enlightened were like that dude Dan Winter. They were all electricians. They all got degrees in either chemical engineers or electrical engineers. Like all of the dudes I learned from, and all of these, like, oh boy, that Greg Braden, he's a retired engineer. The other dude, Dan Brown, engineer. Tom Bearden, engineer. Engineers are exposed to spiritual law. Now, it's because it's in the form of electrical law, they all start off as non-believers, Satanists. It's like astronauts, like I heard when I read the John Glenn story. He went up into space. He was an atheist. He came back. He was a believer. Now, he didn't believe in, you know, like these little entities down here. He came back a believer. He saw something up there. Now, I don't know what he saw, but whatever he saw, it changed his life. It's something about the laws of electrical engineering and chemical engineering. Like all electrical and chemical engineers, they start off as, you know, like party animals, and they, you know, hate God and all that stuff. And then they start learning these laws, and they are now, remember, electricity isn't an element. Electricity is those are actual elementals. Those are actually beings. They're actually little elementals. And these electrical engineers, like all of these dudes at Project CERN, like them suckers were all, you know, they was doing the dance of Shiva, and they was gonna, and then they saw. Now again, I don't know if y'all saw the YouTube video, but it's a YouTube video about Project CERN where them suckers hit a certain point in the earth, and they opened up something, and they heard sounds, and they saw entities coming out. Now they say that they opened up a baton. They released a baton from the bottomless pit. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But all I know is that if you saw the video from Project CERN of them dancing Shivas, now why would the people in electrical engineering, again, be doing the dance of Shiva? Now, if you don't know anything about Shiva, the god of death, and them suckers down in CERN in Switzerland who doing this super collider, now they are trying to do what I done naturally. So I am naturally activating my super, I'm naturally activating my DNA, my 12-strand Christ DNA. I'm actually taking my 12 cranial nerves, and according to science, the first organ formed in the human body is the pineal gland, according to science. And now, was that true or not? Don't know, don't care. But the pineal gland is the only gland in the Bible, in the body. That's why in black folks, when you die, there is no black person buried with their pineal gland or the pituitary gland in their head. They take it out. You might want to ask the question, why? Now, I've been saying that for 25 years. And so in the pineal gland is Metatron's cube. That is the only gland in the body, if provided the right cell salts and nutritional components, that does what it says in James 3:17. It entreats, which I will break down during the series. If I tell you now, there's no reason for you to pay me $100 and join the series. So I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. Now, you can go research it. People research and they come back and they get what is taught by everybody on the internet and everybody on YouTube. Like I told you, they tell everybody that A negative blood is the bad blood. Go and talk to anybody. They will tell you A negative is bad. They tell you all the royals is A negative. I say that shit is in public too. But an A positive is the bad stuff. A negative is the good stuff. Because it's positive for what? Positive means that it's contaminated. So if it's negative, it means it don't got something. If it's positive, if I test positive for AIDS, does that mean that I don't got AIDS? If I test positive for tuberculosis, if I test positive, now last time I checked, anytime you test positive for something, that means you got whatever it is that you're testing for. If I get an A plus, an A positive, positive means that you got it. So why they say that it is the negative people that got all the stuff? They say, oh, negative people, they're more psychic. Negative people are this, negative people are that. Positive, homie. Positive people. Them are the people because they're positive for what? Positive for negative, positive for manipulation by the Nephilim. Now, carbon 7 is the same thing. Just like it says in the book of Isaiah. The devil is not stupid. I give him mad props because, again, I overstand and understand and understand, which I'm hoping to share with you. So that way you can under, over, and understand. What it says in Isaiah, they take the truth, they turn it upside down. Now, John 8:12 says something that is mind-blowing to me because at the end of the day, when you strip away the carbon, the nitrogen, the oxygen, the hydrogen, there is a molecule left. Just like when you strip away your five senses, there is a sense that is left. It's called intuition. Well, when you strip away everything in the human body, there's something left. It's called a phos in the Greek, which means photon in English, which means a package of light. Now, the last time I checked, again, inside the Helios Biblios, which means light book, sun book, everything is about light. You are light. And everybody telling you that you're dark and you're evil, you're a bad guy, you're a bad girl. Sex is evil. Ooh, run away. Run. Women are bad. Don't let women teach. Women will corrupt you. You know, everybody hates on women. I like women, actually. Probably like women too much. But every church I know to, everything I know is like women are regulated to sit in the back. They can do our lunches, you know, they can come to the men's meeting and they can serve the men, but they can't actually teach men. Now, they can teach other females, but go to a traditional church and be a woman and have any kind of anointing. They're going to bounce your ass up out of there. Why? They don't want that feminine expression. Why? Y'all know how to nurture. You ever seen, come on, man. Now, women, be for real. Who can raise children better, men or women? Now, I like to call myself a good father. This morning, me and my daughter, I was driving home yesterday, and I said something to my daughter I probably shouldn't have said, and I could tell my daughter was noticeably upset. So she got in the car this morning. First thing I told her, I said, Shamora, I'm sorry. I apologize. I should never have said that to you. And her eyes got all teared up, and tears just rolled down her cheek. Because she said, Dad, what you said, that did, it really hurt me. But out of respect for you, because you was my father, I didn't say anything. And I told Shamora, that's why I love you so much. Now, if that had been my knucklehead son, BJ, and I would have said something and I probably shouldn't have said, he would have said something back, and I would have tried to remove his head from his body. To this day, that's the kind of relationship that me and him have. I wait for him to say something stupid. He don't have respect. So I don't ask for respect for my children. I brought them in. I take them out, as my grandmother told me, and the way my dad raised me. But my daughter, she's a woman. Out of love and nurturing and compassion, men don't have that naturally. We got some of it. If you don't have a female's touch, shizness don't work. A man must have a woman in his life that loves him. We can't do shizness without women. I don't care how much. That's why if a man, you can tell a man ain't no good, man. Behind every great man is a greater woman. I don't give a damn. That's why I can kind of understand these fools that walk around talking about the black woman is God and they worshiping the woman's vagina. I can get it. I can understand. I was taking it a little too far, but I understand what they're saying. Because in order to be a carbon super seven, a carbon being, you got to get in contact with Sophia and Barbello. You got to get in contact with wisdom. That only comes from the female expression, which is the feminine part of the light that is missing. And that's how you activate your carbon to become a super being. Because you already got light. You already got fire and you already got carbon, but them three suckers don't mix. So Yahushua came and he said, I'm going to make one new man. I'm going to take the twain, the two that are far off. Because you already got one, but there's two that are far off. Me, I got carbon. If you O, because of your blood, you got the light. If you are AB or B, because of your blood, you got the fire. So you got one of the elements, but you need the other two. So Yahushua came, hey, I'm going to combine all three into one. Because why? One standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. But three, a three-stranded cord, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So Yahushua is coming back to take light, fire, and carbon and make him into, after the order of the melanated chi of the Zedek. He is the first priest after the order of Melchizedek. He is not a Levite priest. He is not a Davidite. He's not an Aaronite. Yahushua is the firstborn of many brethren. Who are the other brethren? You. If you understand what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you. But nobody go to church and say what I just said. Please go to your church and ask the Reverend Dr. Bishop that. Please. They will ask the usher to escort you out the building. John 8:12 says this. Then Jesus spoke again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. But it says, I didn't say I created the light that's in the world. And that's not what he said. I brought the light. And that's not what he said. I gave the light to Lucifer far. And that's not what he said. He said, I am. Yahushua makes seven I am statements. Seven. One of those seven I am statements that Yahushua makes is, I am the light. So I got this light in me. So you think I'm going to go look for the light? I'm going to go pray for the light. I'm going to ask you to slap some oil on my forehead for the light. Hell no, I already got the light. Because Yahushua said, Jesus said, he spake unto them. Now, again, the Bible says that we have this treasure. Jude 6 says that you are chained. Jude 6, there's only one chapter in Jude. He said that you are chained. That chained means DNA. Your DNA holds you in carbon, brother. Your DNA holds you in carbon, sister. So we got to transmute it. That's what a carbonite beam does. But we got to understand how to do it. They're not going to teach it to you, you know, down at your local pharmacy. They're going to give you some drugs so that way, again, Revelation says that the great men of renown use sorcery. That's how the devil deceived the whole world, through sorcery. What is sorcery? Pharmakeia. What is pharmakeia? Drugs. Medicine. So in this series, the reason why you should and must be a part of this series is so that way you can over and understand iron and carbon. And you can understand how to go from carbon 12 to carbon 7. And you can understand why there are certain nutritional components that you need based upon your blood type and based upon the time that you was born. Because from the month that you was born, you got to count back. And you was not in the womb 12 months. Anybody? Well, you're a preemie. So if you are a preemie, you are missing more than 3 cell salts. Maybe you was prematurely born at 7 months. So in order for your pineal gland to do certain things to assist the pituitary gland and to assist the thalamus or the hypothalamus, there are certain things that certain nutritional components that you need in order to be a carbon 7 super being, which is what we're going to be discussing during the series, which is the reason why you need to partake in the series. Because the Bible says in John 8:12, then Jesus spoke again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me, this ain't nobody worshipeth me. He said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. That means that your pineal gland, your third eye, is going to be enlightened so that way you can see some shizness. See, right now you're in darkness. So because you're in darkness, you believe that only you and your foe got the truth. Everybody else going dying and go to hell. That's what you believe. Because you believe that everybody else knows, because you're in darkness. You will walk in darkness. But it says if you do something, Jesus said if you follow me, he didn't say about worship me, he said if you follow me, that means you do the shizness I did. Don't talk about it. If you do what he did, now Yahushua, what did he do? He took baths in the sun. He was an Essene. He was not a Nazarene. He was an Essene. The Essenes, they did shizness that people do. One of the biggest things that the Essenes did, they didn't eat meat. They hung out in the sun. They took a lot of baths in nature, enemas with water. They made sure that their gut or their intestines stayed clean. They was very, very aware of their internal hygiene. They spent a lot of time on making sure that their gut had no parasites, a.k.a. Satan. Now, according to Jesus himself, he said Satan is that stench that comes out of your rectum when you sit on the toilet. That's what it says in the Essene Gospel of Peace. Triple dare you to read that. But we're going to be breaking that down in the series so that way you can over, under, and understand. Because it is this that is not taught. In order for your light to come on, your light is not on. You're in darkness because you're dying. Death is darkness. Being alive is light. He says, you shall have the light of life. So your light should lead to life, a.k.a. optimized life. That's why I got a course called Optimized Life, how to optimize your life. So if you're living, but you're alive, but your life is not optimized, you're not a super 7 carbon being. And the thing that prohibits you from being a super 7 carbon being is that the food that you eat is not electric. It is not sun-based. Therefore, if you consume anything, now I'm not saying you got to cut it out, you can't do this, hell no, I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is after you consume it, get it out your body. The same way Yahushua did. Well, brother, I can't find nowhere in the Helios Biblios in the Bible of how Yahushua internally cleansed himself. Exactly. You think they're going to put that shit that's in there? No. Constantine going to make sure it's not in there. He wants you to worship Yahushua. He don't want you to follow him. Now, I don't know about you. Worship is easy. It doesn't require anything. You just sit back and say, oh, great, Yahushua. Thou art great. Thou art awesome. You sing a song and you go home. But to follow him, that means you got to do the shit that he did. Sorry, Brother Will. I can't do that. But I read in the scriptures, in John 8:12, he says, he that follow. There's another scripture that says, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow. I can't find, in fact, no scriptures where Yahushua says, don't do nothing but worship me. I can't find it. Anybody else? If anybody can find where Yahushua says, stop everything you're doing, worship me. I can't find it. I found Yahushua says, do the shitness I did. That requires movement. That requires action. Love is an action word. Now, you love me with your mouth. But unfortunately, your hands and your feet are not moving. That's because you're not a carbon 7 super being. See, carbon 7 super beings have this. Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, which we will break down extensively in this 7-part series. Again, if you join, first of all, if you pay for the last series, you get a 25% discount right off the bat. And you get an early enrollment discount if you pay for the series before July the 15th, or on or before July the 15th. That's another 25% off. So that's 50% off. So instead of the cost being $99, it's $50, $49 if you pay for the last series and if you enroll before the series starts or before, I'm sorry, not before the series, before the 16th, which again, 15th, 16th. You get 50% off. After that, it's $199. Now, out of all the series, like the Blood God series, if you didn't take the Blood God series, this series is going to be a little confusing because I'm going to talk a lot about your blood. Because your, again, the way that your pineal gland, the way your pituitary gland, the way your hypothalamus, the way that your Haima, H-A-I-M-A, the seat of life, the way your seat works is different from my seat. Based upon your blood. But if you didn't take the Blood God series, you ain't gonna have a clue what the hell I'm talking about. So when I talk about, again, if you are AB blood, and I tell you that, okay, since you got AB blood, that means you got to be careful of envy because of the IAO vibration in your blood, you're gonna be like, what? You know what I'm talking about. And then if you got O positive blood, I'm gonna ask you, hey, be careful. Watch our study about Asmodeus. If you got B positive blood, I'm going to talk to you about Mammon. If you got A positive blood, I'm going to talk to you about Lucifer. If you got B negative blood, hey, I'm going to talk to you about Beelzebub. If you got A negative blood, I'm going to talk to you about Satan. So, again, I'm talking to different people about different vibrations or different viceroys or different reasons because the sunlight creates your attention. And I realize that if you can't pay attention, it's because you ain't got no sun. If you ain't got no sun, the sun is come from your solar plexus. It's the internal sun. Carbon 7 super beings have sunlight from the inside. Don't tell nobody I told you. See, everybody else, you can go outside in the sun like I do and get you some sun on the outside. That's great, brother. Outstanding. As-salamu alaykum. God bless you. It's going to help your skin. It's going to help your outside look good. You're going to look good, but on the inside, you're going to be like ravenous wolves. How do I know? I got A positive blood. What is the hallmark of A positive blood? Oh, we look good on the outside, but on the inside, we're dead. It's from the dead church. So in order for me to come alive, I got to do some shizness. I can't just worship God. That's great. It makes me feel good on the outside, and I continue to do bad stuff on the inside because I'm dead. Form of godliness, but I ain't got no power. Power comes from your solar plexus. And if you don't activate your inner sun, bump the outer sun. He can't do nothing for you. That's what Yahushua taught. Is there anybody teaching that? I can't find nobody. That's why I'm teaching it. You have to become and go from being a, right now you're a carbon 12. That means you got 6 protons, you got 6 neutrons, you got 6 electrons. You got to go to being a carbon 7. You got 6 protons, one neutrino or one neutron and six electrons, because the electrons and the protons are male and female. But the neutrons are the nucleus. It is the nucleus. It is the new man. You got to get rid of six. Why we got to get rid of six, Brother Will? Should I tell you or should I save it for the series? Hey, I'm going to tell you. Because you need to take the series, because if you don't, you need to find somebody that's going to share this information with you. Because Revelation 13 says, here is wisdom. Now remember, the scripture says that is the blind leading the blind. The scripture says that the reason that people don't know is because they're walking in darkness. Yahushua says, if you don't follow me, he says, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. That means if you don't follow. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but last time I checked in the dictionary, the word follow, it means to actually get up and move where and go where they go. That's what the word follow means. It don't mean sit down and worship them as they walk by. It means you get up and you follow them. That means you do the shizness that they do. If you don't do that, if you don't do what Yahushua did. So why from the age of 13 until the age of 30, what Yahushua did ain't in the Bible? Can somebody explain that to me, please? Why is Yahushua's life not in the Bible? What he did. But why is it in all of these other ancient texts that I read? They tell you exactly what he ate. They tell you exactly where he went. They tell you exactly what he said. They tell you, have you ever read the book of Hermes? What about the book of Coming and Going? What about the Apocrypha of John? What about all of these ancient texts? What about the Nag Hammadi texts? What about, again, the Textus Receptus? All of these tell you what Jesus did, but it's not inside the Hebrew. Do you think Constantine is stupid? No, he's not. He's a very smart dude. That's why he took it out. But Revelation 13 says, here is wisdom. Anybody want wisdom? Okay, this is how you get it. Revelation 13, 18 says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. Can anybody count? Okay, let's count. If you can't count, I will count for you. Wisdom comes from understanding the count, that there is a certain number that equals the beast. If you don't understand that number, if you don't understand how to count, according to the Helios Biblios, you ain't got wisdom. I don't give a rip how many degrees you got. Wisdom comes from understanding carbon. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 600, 666. Now that's wisdom. 666. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. That's carbon 12, homie. So if you don't understand carbon 12, you ain't got no wisdom, according to the Helios Biblios. So carbon is the basic of all known life on and off the planet. So it is the understanding of carbon. That's why I'm doing the class. So if it's now, first of all, if you don't understand blood, oh man, I don't know what to do for you, brother. I don't know what to say. So if you didn't take my series, you got to get it from somebody. And what I taught in that series, there ain't nobody else teaching that I'm aware of. Now, you can go to the throne. You can get on your knees and ask the Father to reveal it for you. And he's not a respecting person. He's going to tell you this. He's going to say, son, carbon is the basic building blocks of life. He's going to tell you carbon 7 is the most abundant form of carbon on and off the planet. He's going to tell you that carbon has something that is called an isotope, which I will break down during the series. And he's going to tell you that carbon consists of six protons, six electrons, and six neutrons, 666. And he said that you need a carbon upgrade if you want to hang out with me. And the only way you get this upgrade is from the out sun. The sun is releasing neutrinos. And your solar plexus is releasing, I can't tell you, unless you take the series. So you got to activate the inner sun. Your solar plexus. Why? What happens if I hit you in your gut? Has anybody ever been hit in the gut, like in boxing? You ever seen anybody? I like watching boxing where the boxer actually knocked the guy out, not with head punches. Most boxers are head hunters. Like when I get into a fight, I never go head hunting. Everybody know that. Everybody's going to cover their head up. You see somebody fight, their hands go up, and I punch them in the gut. Why? That's the energy source. If you don't believe me, ask somebody to hit you in your stomach as hard as they can and watch what happens to your arms and your legs. Now, I would recommend, now, I would like for you, like really, like try it so you can prove my theory that your sun, the sun is inside your solar plexus, is right behind your umbilical cord or your belly button. If you let somebody punch you in your gut, now, I used to box. I didn't box very long because I was too heavy. Once I realized that, okay, the dudes I was fighting were a lot taller than me because I couldn't keep my weight down to 147 to fight welterweight, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm out. The solar plexus, but you got to activate your solar plexus. That's what it's called, a solar, because it's the sun, and it's also the soul. It's where the mind, will, emotion, imagination, that's why Yahushua always kept his gut. That's why you can tell a man, you can tell somebody's weight, or you can tell somebody's health by their gut. The more gut weight you have is the indication of what I said before about cortisol and cortisone. Now, did you listen to that series, cortisol? And I talked about, again, women especially, stressful or successful. You are either going to be stressful or you're going to be successful. And I can tell by your gut, by the waist, because on your gut, your belly fat is maintained by cortisol. And that is an indication of Lucifer, stress, drama, and trauma. The demons can only exist in an environment that is stressful. They cannot exist in an environment that is successful. Demons can only exist in an acidic environment, meat. Demons cannot exist in an alkaline environment, fruits and vegetables. That is why you must eat meat, because they got to eat. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Father, touch the minds of your people. I shouldn't even be sharing this. This is all proprietary information that is going to be shared in the Carbon 7 Super Being series. You cannot be a super being. I don't give a flying banana of what anybody else is saying, because medical science and the Bible and non-text, everything says the same thing. You are an electrical being. You are a light being. We just read it. The Bible says that you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. The hope of glory. The Bible says, Christ says, I am light. He said, he didn't say he created it. He says, I am it. So that's what for. You got light in your body. You got Christ in your body. So you don't need nobody to slap no water inside your head to get Christ. You already got it. You need to activate it. You need to release what it's called, and I have inside of my book, Christened. You need to release the oil that flows from the promised land. It is the oil. Again, it's called colostrum. It looks like milk and honey. The Bible says, the land flowing with milk and honey. That's why the Bible says, do you not know that your body is the temple? That's why you got two temples right next to your eyeballs. Why is it next to your eyeballs? Because your eyeballs have optical nerves, so you can see. Remember what we just read in John 8:12? He says that you can't see shiznits. The blind leads the blind unless you can see. And the only way, now the Bible says, let those that hear, they hear, but they're not hearing. They see, but they don't see. See, there's a lot of people that got physical eyes, but they ain't got no spiritual eyes. A lot of people got physical ears, but they ain't got no spiritual ears. And the only way that you can understand how to activate, if you want to use that term, I like the word that's inside of the ancient text, ascension. The only way, now the modern New Age movie, they call it ascension. You can call it and slice it and dice it or whatever. But Yahushua called it being saved. Now, the only way that you can be saved is if you got shareable thoughts and events in your life. Now, this is about as simple as it gets. This is the physics of compassion, which I will break down in my plasma series after this series. I don't care what anybody says. This is how you can tell. Now, the Bible says you can tell a tree by its fruit. So, fruit, brothers and sisters, is something that is eternal. Only what you do for Christ, only what you do in Christ, only what you do in love is eternal. What is eternal? Shareable thoughts. So you're thinking about humping on your neighbor's wife. Can you share that with everybody? And so you're thinking about lying, you know, to your supervisor so you can get some days off. Can you share that with anybody? And so you're thinking about going out and rob a bank because, you know, you're behind on your bills. You need some money. Can you share that with everybody? And see, Yahushua lived a life that was shareable. He was freaking authentic. He said, come and examine me. They said, hey, are you the king of the Jews? I heard, that's what they say. Jesus said, hey, it's as you say I am. I am who you say I am. He said, hey, examine my life, dude. I'm not going to proclaim and make no freaking titles. My life is my title. Examine my life. That's what he was saying. He was saying, I live my life as an open book, homie. Search me and see. Now the scripture says, search me and see. That's what Yahushua was saying. The Bible says, try me and see if I will not pour out a blessing. So, brothers and sisters, you must become a super carbon 7 being. This series is going to be a cookie-blowing series, just like the last one, and the one after that, and the one after that. Now, again, if you sign up before July the 16th, you get 25% off. If you took the last series, you get another 25% off. That's 50% off. So instead of paying $99, you just pay $49. If you sign up after the 16th, again, it's the regular price, $199. If you've never heard of me before, you've never taken none of the series, and you sign up, you get 25% off. If you just sign up, it's $99, meaning if you don't sign up early, before the 16th. So if you don't sign up before the 16th or anytime after the 16th, between the 16th or the 17th, so I should say after the 17th, so on the 18th, it's $199. If you sign up before the 18th, but after, I know it sounds confusing, but it's not, you can just email me for the details, and just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, because the series starts on the 17th. So just just email if you've got any questions on the amount. Again, it's either 74, whatever, 25% off, 74, 73, 99, or 99. And then after that, it's 199. So it's either 99, 74, 49, depending on whether you took the last series or not. And if you don't know how much it is, how much you should pay, just email me, because I know who took the last series. Just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for the Carbon 7 Super Being series, because everybody right now is carbon 12. And you got to go from being carbon 12 to carbon 7. What's the difference? Carbon 12 is the measure of the beast. You can't be a beast and enter into heaven. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. You cannot be 666. That dog don't hunt. You got to be 616. Six proton, one sun. One neutrino or one neutron and six electrons. That's the only way to be regened at the last trump. And the way that you do it is exactly what Yahushua taught. And so I'm teaching what Yahushua taught. Exactly what he taught, that's all I'm teaching. Nothing different. So my brothers and my sisters, again, thank everybody so much for joining me. Please, this series is very important, man. Everybody that you know, especially if you're an African American. Because black people got this whole melanin, and I'm God, I ain't got to do nothing because I'm black. Now, that's great, man, that you got melanin. You ain't even got melanin. Actually, you got carbon. Melanin is the process that leads to the carbonization. So we got to understand that you're not a melaninite, you're a carbonite. And we got to break that down, especially for my African-American brothers and sisters, because, again, like always, man, we get the short end of the education. And it's very important, black man and black woman, that you understand the true process that leads. Just slapping all on your head, that is great. That is a start. Don't believe me? Read Hebrews 6:1. It says it's in there. You got to go on to maturity. Read Hebrews 6:1. It says that, again, I am not going to reteach the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified, but I'm going on to perfection, not land again. And it lists the things that he says not to do again, because you already did it. So you don't keep doing Groundhog's Day. You don't keep doing the same thing every Sunday. You got to go on to perfection. I don't know why that's difficult, but it is. A lot of people are doing Groundhog's Day. They keep Jesus Christ and him crucified. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Every Sunday, Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is great. If you're a baby Christian, we ain't babies, man. We don't need the milk of the word. We need the meat. We don't want to be a carbon 12 milk. We need to be carbon 7 meat. I'm serving meat, spiritual meat, starting on July the 17th. Email me masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. To make the payment, just go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Again, early registration, 25% off. You took the class and you pay early, additional 25% off, $49 for you if you took the class on the Blood God series. Brothers and sisters, I love you. Appreciate you again. Masterteacher33.com@gmail.com for more information. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, this is part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass the message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.